When we're beginning any compassion practice, it's often very useful to start by being very clear about our intentions and our motivations. Generally speaking, practicing compassion, doing the relevant meditations, implies that we have a desire to relieve our suffering and the suffering of others. And to do that through an understanding of how suffering arises, both within us and within others. And cultivating the ability to see very clearly what needs to be done to relieve suffering. And going into any compassion meditation practice, beginning by making sure that we are comfortable. Our posture is one in which we can rest. And also one in which we feel a sense of alertness. If we're going to be able to see clearly, then there is a need to remain alert, even as we are allowing our body and mind to rest. And so, relaxing into alertness, making sure that the body feels balanced, the head nicely balanced upon the neck, then head and neck resting on the shoulders. No sense of strain or stress in the muscles. The shoulders relaxing downwards, releasing tension. Feeling the chest opening with every breath. Making sure that there's enough space for the breath to flow softly and smoothly. Enough space for the chest to open and take in the breath. Then feeling the weight of the body going down into whatever's supporting us, and then right down into the earth beneath us. And we surrender ourselves to the sensation of being supported unconditionally. For a few minutes, just breathing, resting, allowing the mind to come to rest with the body, and being aware. And moving on in this particular practice, going to suggest or invite you to place a hand or both hands on the area around your heart. And bringing your awareness to where the fingers and the hand are resting against the skin of your chest. Bringing awareness to the contact between hand and chest. And feeling the sense of warmth that develops as the warmth of the hand meets the warmth of the chest. and allowing this sense of touch and warmth to enable you to make a connection with the heart that lies beneath your hand. Feeling into your heart. And connecting and beginning to recognize the heart as the place where your sense of kindness and loving and compassion is based or strongest in the body. And using the connection made from the hand resting over the heart, to allow you to begin to generate a sense of caring and kindness. If any particular difficulties or resistance arise with this process, giving yourself permission to reflect on some of the kind and caring deeds that you will have done in your life, maybe very recently. Allowing yourself to recognize that you are a kind and caring person. As best you can, feeling that sense of kindness and caring inside, in your heart, under your hand or hands. And as best you can, beginning to allow whatever sense of kindness and caring that has arisen within you to transform, to change into a sense of love. If necessary, bringing to mind people, animals, other things for which you may feel a sense of love. And again, allowing that sense of love, joining with your sense of kindness and caring, to be felt in your heart, underneath your hand or hands, and to grow. Every stage of this meditation, noticing any sense of resistance, self-judgment, any difficulties that arise, acknowledging such resistance, such difficulties, with the kindness and the love that you are developing. And breathing with that sense of kindness and of love, allowing it, if at all possible, to spread outwards from the chest into the body. Maybe even beginning to fill the body with that sense of kindness and love. And then the final step in this meditation is inviting you, with whatever sense of kindness and love that has arisen within you, to acknowledge your own suffering. Acknowledging that suffering in whatever form it arises, whether it's sadness or unhappiness or frustration or anger, acknowledging its manifestations, above all, acknowledging that it is there. And then with all the power of your sense of kindness and of love, allowing the wish to arise within you that you will one day be free of your suffering, by practicing to see clearly how it arises within you, what its causes are, and what you can do to help yourself be rid of it. So in the last couple of minutes of this practice, just breathing with that thought, that intention, that motivation, right now, every breath full of love and kindness and the desire that I will eventually be free of suffering.